This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie. Wow, it's Thursday already.
Day four?
Unbelievable.
You are unbelievable.
Why am I unbelievable? I was saying that about the show.
Oh, yeah, well, it's unpalatable, isn't it?
You're both unbelievable, for Pete's sake.
Hey, did you hear that voice? The voice
that
of Vic Krause.
Vic Krause, Warbirds of America.
The man the runs voice, on a 100 low lead.
The voice of Warbirds.
The Here voice of Warbirds. Oh, this Hi, matey.
Army hearties.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning. How
great
you doing?
To be here. Great to be here. How about that night show last night?
That was wicked good.
Fabulous.
Fireworks. They spent a boatload of money. I hope they took a loan out for that show. Holy cow, lots of fireworks.
Well, I hope they didn't take a loan out, because then they won't have them next year.
it wasn't a loan. That was a mortgage, let me tell you.
Yeah, no doubt. What a great show, right, guys?
Yeah.
Great show. Yeah. So, Yeah, what a day we had yesterday. Holy
record
cow.
Record numbers?
Records. They're all over the place. We're busting them all. Everywhere north of Papa Taxiway, records are being busted left and right. And
Isn't that crazy? You'd think that the high gas prices would keep people home, and that has not been the case.
No. Hey, you know what? We have these buttons, little Warbirds of America. I had them made up by a badge company. And you can't buy them. They're one of a kind. So it's kind of a little proprietary deal where we took the logo from Warbirds and we made these little 2-inch buttons. And then we just sprinkle them on the various tables inside the Tram Tour headquarters, just where people get ready to load. And we just say, hey, if you like a button, you know, grab one, throw a fiver in the donation jar. It was I can't give you the amount, but it was obscene amount of money. That took the girls probably 40 minutes yesterday to count all the ones and fives and tens. I can't say how much it was, but it was the world's record for us. And if I said what it is, the next thing you know, the EAA will have a bean counter over, or the IRS will be.
Speaking of it, can I
Mr.
borrow $20?
Yeah, or the Internal Revenue Service at my camper door. Mr. Krause, we understand that.
Yes.
What? Yeah.
Yes.
So it was a record good. Day. Yeah.
Good. Well, you guys do a heck of a good job. You deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Got a big announcement for you.
Uh-oh.
This is huge.
Will it fit in our time slot?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's what it is. Yesterday at 2 p.m., our last tour went out because of flight line restrictions, blah, blah, blah. We always have to. It's different every day. But it went out at exactly 2 p.m. yesterday. At exactly 2 p.m. yesterday, south of here, 100 miles, 7 pounds, 8 ounces, 22 inches long, my first grand boy.
Oh, boy.
Actually, my first grandchild.
No, your first future tram driver.
So here, right in the middle of Oshkosh, my grandson's born, and of course it's on 727, so it's an airplane. You know, all these symbols are driving me crazy. Yeah, so how about that? Pretty cool day
so
yesterday.
Did you run down there and visit?
They flooded me with Instagrams, pictures, this and that, whatever, but as soon as I can, my wife bailed. And she's my co-chairman.
Right.
She went, you're in what? I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Gone. Yeah, so wonderful. Yeah,
Vic,
super. Yeah.
Is his middle name going to be Boeing?
You know, who would have? I'll suggest that to my daughter, but I can tell you what she'll say right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, you better duck when you say
take
that.
Your ideas and go.
At least you tell her over the phone.
She'll look at you square in the eye and say, go fish.
Yeah. Anyway, that night show, what was also totally cool, it was the first time we put up those 20-foot high flags with the American flag and, of course, all our sponsors, and it's downlit with a nice, gentle LED solar-powered what the heck.
Solar-powered what the heck.
I need one of those.
Yeah, but boy, did that look cool. And, you know, just enough breeze where they were kind of wafting. I love that word, wafting in the breeze. So they looked terrific. I mean, honestly, this whole week's been a bullseye, total bullseye. The
Every
weather
year
one.
You come up with something new to amaze us, though. That it always does.
Talk about amazing. How about today? What's going on? The Tiger Cat at Warbirds in Review at 10. The Tiger Cat, F7F. But brace yourself for 1 o'clock. That ME-109 is in Warbirds in Review. There'll be thousands of people down there.
Oh, yeah.
You won't be able to move.
You won't be able to get into a porta potty.
Yeah, but none of them will understand German.
Well, some of them will. We got some good contingent of German folks here coming over.
Wow. You know, you talk about the ME-109. Who's going to be giving the Warbird in review speech?
You know, good question. I'll look that up as we go here.
His grandson.
No. Yeah, it could happen. But nevertheless, I'll tell you who right now. I mean, Mr. Kurt Bratz. Kurt Bratz.
Okay.
Will be giving the commentary.
Okay. It's interesting.
Where are your papers?
I've been asked that question.
Wasn't by
different,
Kurt.
Different kind of paper they were looking for.
We did. Yesterday was just a grinder. I was up at 3:37. We had to do a couple of kind of pop up things. We had to use our tour trams to go shag the Breitling race team. Five bells, they were standing at the museum, got dropped there, and we had to shag them all the way over here to the Quonset for their race briefing, and then go back two more trams to pick up the strays. So, yeah, it was a crazy day. And then we ran VIP tours at the end of the day at 4:30 for JFG Financial out of Milwaukee.
Okay.
They're starting to emerge as a pretty good supporter and benefactor of Warbirds of America. So pretty exciting day yesterday from start to finish, and then the baby in the middle. Holy cow.
Yeah, you've had quite a day. It's going to go down in the record books.
The one thing that I wanted to say is apparently our request was heard because, you know, Wednesday?
He likes a certain type of wake-up call in the
morning. Wednesday morning, we saw 3 B-25s, 4 P-51s over. And I had mentioned to you, can you get them to fly over Camp Scholar a little lower? This morning they did it. It was 6 P-51s, a flight of 4 followed by a flight of 2. It was awesome.
Officially, we have to say they were 500 feet. Is that the right?
Yes, they were 500 feet.
They were right at 500 feet. It's just amazing, though, how the smoke got on all the camp, the tents and everything.
Yeah.
I don't. 500 feet. So anyway,
beautiful. That's an alarm clock.
I'm glad they complied.
Yes. Thank them for us too. And we expect them back tomorrow.
Right.
Boy, there's been a ton of 51s launching this morning. They're going out doing sorties and
Can you pass up this weather?
No, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant weather. Can't ask for any more.
Right.
No.
So if I had an airplane, I'd be out there.
Yeah, so send the folks down. Warbird tram tours are going a million, and we're moving them quick. We got over 1,000 people yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. And
Vic, do you have any idea how many aircraft are sitting down there at Warbird's Alley right now?
I don't think you can pack any more in. It's full. It's absolutely full. I don't think they got room for a tug. It's really jammed.
Really a sad state of affairs when the guy flies in with his P-51 all proud and they say, sorry, you're down in Homebuilt.
Yeah, you're at aisle 78.
What?
Yeah,
they park you down by the ultralight farm. Yeah,
exactly.
It's going to be that way. I'm telling you, the attendance is huge.
Did you see the picture of the C-17 that landed and they had a sign in the window that said Homebuilt Camping?
Good sense of humor, those boys.
Yep.
Very good. So, listen, come on down. Bring everybody. Yeah.
Now, Vic, tomorrow, aren't they supposed to have the big Warbird extravaganza as part of the air show?
Yeah, pretty cool deal tomorrow. Friday, it is going to be the Veterans Parade. That always evokes a lot of emotion. That's a big turnout. They do a parade down the taxiway right along the flight line all the way to Boeing Center. And it begins right up next to next to our tram tour is where they staged them for many years. And they got a lot of the Jeeps, the old military Jeeps and everything, and put the fellows that they can't walk or, you know, they need assistance. So there's a lot of the fellows riding in the Jeeps. But you got to see that. And the crowd's waving. They're on their feet and they're cheering. It's really, it evokes a lot of emotion. Great. And, of course, the veterans' hats get down there to to that area. They give away from 9 to 5 every day a veteran. All he has to do is walk up and just, you know, say, hey, here's my branch of service, and this is the years I served. And he gets a beautiful custom proprietary hat. They don't sell them. They're only given to vets, period.
Cool.
And you'll see them on the field. And this year, they got, I think they're black ones, and I believe it's a yellow across the front, veteran. and embroidered. Very cool.
Very cool.
Free to the vets.
Right.
There you
go.
Very
nice.
But the parade's cool to see. I think it's about a 1 o'clock deal. It's in the afternoon.
Okay.
There you are.
So lots going on down there. Get on down there, people.
Yeah, because I'm definitely looking forward to the extravaganza, the Warbirds in Flight, Warbirds in Review tomorrow, because you guys always crank it up on Friday.
I got news. I can't give you. We're holding this back, but I can tell you something.
Don't worry, we won't tell anybody.
Something special is going to happen tomorrow. And Bill Fisher, who's the executive director of Warbirds in America, and I have been conspiring, I will use the word, to recreate something that's been haunting me for about 13 years.
Okay.
And we're going to try and recreate it tomorrow at the end of the Warbird Air Show. Be there. Believe me, you won't regret being there.
13 years and the doctors still haven't been able to find a cure.
Yeah, I got this virus.
There's one other thing I would love to see brought back, and that was they did the engine run-up at the night show.
Awesome. Yes. Wasn't that awesome?
That was.
All right.
You know, the first time that was done, Carl Schmieder, and he had him cock all the planes at 45 and aim the prop wash and the sound and the fury toward the crowd. It was a thunderstorm you couldn't believe on the ground.
Well, people get on down there. The Warbirds take the tram. I want to thank you for joining us, Vic.
Once again, Vic Krause here.
This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie. And
this is EAA Radio.